Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, cash cattle trade remains quiet heading into the morning, with most of cattle country unable to post reported cash cattle trade. A few sales were reported in Iowa yesterday at about $172, but still not enough activity to establish a trend. Haven't seen anything reported here in our part of the country. The continued surge in futures trade and boxed beef values during the week is helping to create expectations from feeders for higher cash cattle trade by the end of the week, even if they need to restart cash trade negotiations on Friday. Hog futures seem to be struggling to take the next step higher despite widespread gains seen through the rest of the livestock trade and outside markets. The Dow Jones Index closed above 30,000 points for the first time in history yesterday, and crude oil prices have continued to surge higher. The inability to spark widespread follow-through gains in the hog futures, though, is partially focused on the uncertainty of how much more support can be built in pork demand short-term, even if the economy rebounds. On the grains, follow-through buying in wheat at the overnight open in Kansas City, with the December futures actually seeing a gap up last evening. Buying enthusiasm has slowed into the session this morning, with some contracts actually slipping into negative territory. Wheat was the shining star Tuesday, leading the recovery effort and managing to post solid gains of 8 to 12 cents, while corn and soybeans clawed back into positive territory. Corn and soybean traders remarked there wasn't a lot of fresh news to point to Tuesday, and the same was true for wheat, considering the gains at settlement. Now, on the corn, light losses in corn prices overnight, with most contracts seeing both sides of unchanged, but holding most of the impressive recovery from yesterday. At one point yesterday morning, the selling pressure in corn was heavy enough to send traders scrambling to the wire services as if a major headline had broken. It's hard to keep a bull market down, you know, and that's exactly what we saw yesterday with follow-through overnight in the soybeans. January soybeans did still technically settled lower yesterday. Deferred contracts closed higher. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, December live cattle was up 117 yesterday, 111.17. February up 105, 113.95. January feeder cattle up 77 cents, 138.60. March up 85, 138.12. December hogs up 35 cents, 65.30. Kansas City wheat, December up 9 and 3 quarters, 561. March up 10 and a quarter at 570 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, December up 12 and a half, 611 and a quarter. March up 13 cents, 617 and a half. December corn down 3 quarters, 425. And three quarters. March down 3 quarters at 432 and a half. January soybeans down a quarter penny, 1191 and a quarter. March up 3 quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.